Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Yes, hello everybody. Thank you once again for downloading the unofficial Eurovision podcast, giving you your behind-the-scenes look once I get out to Norway and Oslo. We're looking at all the tunes and selected by all the countries in the next couple of weeks on our jukebox juries, but for now, I'm going to carry on with these short guides to Eurovision. And in this episode, how the scoring works in the semi-finals, qualifying, and into the grand finals as well. 39 countries entered this year. This is how it all breaks down. There are two semi-finals. The first on May the 25th, second on May the 27th. In each one, 17 countries will sing a song. 10 of them will qualify from each semi-final. They will then go through forward to the grand final, which is held on May the 29th. Those 20 qualifiers will be joined by the big four countries of France, Germany, Spain, and the United Kingdom, because they put in the lion's share of the money and the support. And also the host country, which this year is Norway, which gives us 25 countries appearing in the grand final. Out of all of that, there will be one winner. The group or performer or singer will get a glass microphone trophy. The winning country will have the right to host the show in 2011. Now, they don't have to. There have been years where one country's won it and another country's hosted it. But generally, over the last 20 or 30 years, the winning country has taken it on the year after. Now, there are two changes to the scoring this year. The first change is that the scoring is done in an identical fashion in the semi-final and the grand final. Previously, semi-finals have been scored differently to the grand final. Forget that. Same rules for the whole contest. Secondly, and this is going to prove interesting, normally the voting lines that are open to the public open once all the songs have been heard, either in the semi-final or the grand final. Not the case this year. This year, once the first song starts, that's when the phone lines will open. Nobody's quite sure what that will do to the voting patterns, whether we'll see many more votes coming in or whether those running earlier will actually have a better chance of getting votes. It's always been accepted wisdom running later, when it's closer to the phone votes opening, is better for you. We'll have to see what happens this year. Now, scoring itself is done on a country basis, so you'll get scores from the United Kingdom, a score from Ireland, a score from France, and so on and so on and so on. Each country has an equal weighting. They will award 12 points, 10 points, or 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to the top 10 countries. In the semi-finals, only the countries that are appearing in that semi-final are allowed to vote. Because the big four and the host countries aren't in the semi-finals, France, Spain and Germany are added to semi-final one and can vote in that. The United Kingdom and Norway get to vote in semi-final two. In the grand final, every country of all 39 gets to vote, even if their country didn't get through the semi-final. All 39 countries get to vote. The voting itself is made up of two parts. There is a specially selected jury. They will comprise 50% of the vote. And a public vote, which will comprise the other 50% of the vote. Okay, pay attention. This is how it works. Both the selected jury and the public votes will end up with a ranking of the other countries. You'll then each give them an internal score. 12 points to the first place, 10 points to the second, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, both in the jury votes and the public votes. Those scores are added together to give a final score, and that creates the final ranking of the combination of the jury and the public. If there's a tiebreaker, the country with the highest public vote gets it. So if you've got a jury vote of 12 and a public vote of 10, that's less than the public vote of 12 and jury vote of 10, even though they both have 22. Easiest way to imagine it is that if you imagine that the public vote gets 12.00001, just a tiny fraction above. So the public vote is slightly bigger. So those get added together, and then the top country out of that combined score gets 12 points in the final tally, 10 points in the second place, and 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. On the grand final night, we go around the countries in order, the scores are read out one at a time, and we see the scores slowly build up through an hour's worth of voting with massive amounts of tension and drinking and such like at home, and sometimes in the arena as well. On the semi-final, only the top 10 countries are read out. We don't know what the votes are. They're also read out in a random order. That way, we don't know who was first. We don't know who was 10th. It keeps everybody on a level playing as much as possible. One of the goals of the EBU organisers has always been to make the contest background as fair and as equal as possible. Of course, Eurovision voting is an art in itself, and everybody knows the idea of political voting. So Cyprus and Greece always sharing the 12 points if they can, Eastern European countries getting together, that sort of stuff. Now, Political voting is two words, but there are dissertations on it. It goes on a lot about movements and social and economic stuff and borders and everything. I'm going to look at political voting and what it actually is in the next guide, because it's going to take us that amount of time to go through it. But for now, now you know how the winning song is chosen. You can go away, you can have a listen to them and decide how you think you would cast your votes. If you don't want to find it yourself, wait a little bit longer. We'll have our jukebox juries even running next week. But for now, my name's Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. You can get more from the website, which is bit.ly/UNESC. We're up on iTunes as well, so feel free to leave a review. And it only remains to me to press the button marked Electrical Guitars End Theme.